on the pasuk Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv be'eretz Kanan, Rashi comments, Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva kofetz alav rogzo shel Yosef. At this point, after the confrontation with Esav, Yaakov wanted to be at peace, and all of a sudden, the difficulty and anxiety of Yosef fell upon him. So what is the juxtaposition that Yaakov wanted leishev b'shalva and then rogzo shel Yosef? So Reb Nissen Alpik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in his Sefer Limudei Nissan, says that, he interprets that after Yaakov was saved from his brother Esav, so he saw, because of the tension within the family, he wanted to organize the family issues so that there shouldn't be tension again. Because there wasn't a clear Yoresh, heir, in the case of Yaakov and Esav, that led to the enmity between Esav and Yaakov, the enmity of Esav to Yaakov. And similarly, because there wasn't a clear, it wasn't clear in terms of Yishmael, at least vis-a-vis Yishmael, you know, that Avraham Avinu had to send Hagar and Yishmael away. So therefore, Yaakov at this point wanted to organize the family so it would be clear who was the head of the family after him. So this ambiguity shouldn't lead to sinas achim. And of course, we know that he wanted to give initially the malchus to Yosef. That's what the Ksonas Pasim represents, according to the Ramban. But of course, on the contrary, this led to the sinas achim, and ultimately to the sale of Yosef and the fracture of the family. From the Rav I heard, he said that at this point Yaakov, why now Bikesh Leshev B'Shalva? Because now that Yaakov was saved from Lavan and from Esav, Yaakov thought that maybe the Nevuah of the Bris Ben Absorim, Ger Yezer Acha Be'eretz Lolahem, was fulfilled by his Golus with Lavan. And even though indeed it wasn't 400 years, but neither at the end was the Golus Mitzrayim, right? Bikish, it was Chishev Sakeitz, it was 210 years, not 400 years. And also by Lavan, Yaakov, it says, Vayetzi B'chus Godol in Mitzrayim, Yaakov had that as well. And therefore he thought that now this is Yilesei B'Shalva, that the gzeil of Geyez Acha, which is inherent in the Bris Ben Absorim, had already been fulfilled. And according to this, that's why it's kofetz, you know, rogzos shel Yosef, is because through the Mechivas Yosef, ironically, that led to Yaakov and the brothers went down because of the famine and so on. They went down to Mitzrayim. That led from them leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Mitzrayim, where the Nevuah of Ger Yezer Acha Be'eretz Lo'ahem was fulfilled. And this again is the opposite of the intentions of Yaakov Avinu. And the message also we see is that things are really never completely in our hands. This is part of the Nevuah, the lack of predictability, the uncertainty, what seems almost like the frivolous destiny. All of this is part of Jewish destiny, and indeed part of Ger Yezer Acha Be'eretz Lo'ahem, and it goes back to the initial Bris Ben Absalom.